The United States has launched cruise missile strikes on a government-controlled airbase in Syria. This is in response to a chemical weapons attack it blames on President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. officials say nearly 60 Tomahawk missiles were fired from two warships in the Mediterranean Sea. It's the first direct U.S. assault on the Syrian government and Donald Trump's most dramatic military order since becoming president. Dozens of Tomahawk missiles raining down on Syrian aircraft, an airstrip and fuel stations at the government-controlled Al-Shariat airbase near Homs in the country's west. In a short statement, U.S. President Donald Trump claimed this was the base from where a chemical attack was launched earlier this week, killing dozens of civilians in northern Syria. He says the man behind it, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Assad choked out the lives of helpless men, women, and children. It was a slow and brutal death for so many. Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack. No child of God should ever suffer such horror.
Mr. Trump says the attack was vital to the national interests of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons.
There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention, and ignored the urging of the UN Security Council. Years of previous attempts at changing Assad's behavior have all failed, and failed very dramatically.
Mr. Trump then reached out to the international community to join the United States in helping end the violence in Syria.
Tonight I call on all civilized nations to join us in seeking to end the slaughter and bloodshed in Syria, and also to end terrorism of all kinds and all types. We ask for God's wisdom as we face the challenge of our very troubled world. We pray for the lives of the wounded and for the souls of those who have passed.
A short time later, Syrian state television called the strike an act of American aggression, which led to losses at the airbase. Mr. Trump had reportedly told a number of countries about the strike in advance, including Australia. U.S. military analyst Lieutenant General Mark Hedling says the strike has now thrown America's standing on the world stage into uncertainty.
What we're concerned about, what did it hit? Was there any civilian casualties? I would be interested in that too. But what I'm more interested in is what's going to happen tomorrow. What happens next? What kind of reaction is this going to get from the world, not just our friends, but perhaps from our foes? And how are they going to, especially the Russians and the Iranians, and how they're going to act? You know, we've got a lot of forces deployed to Europe right now that are countering Russian malign action. What's going to happen there? Are there going to be other areas where Russians and Iranians are going to take action to counter some of the things that we might anticipate doing?